Check 1, 2. This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Top Western diplomats are set to meet Thursday in Paris amid efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza and prevent tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border from spiraling into a larger conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is participating in the talks with counterparts from Britain, France, Germany, and Italy after traveling to Egypt for discussions on how to push the Gaza negotiations forward. The war in Gaza was sparked by Hamas's attack on southern Israel last October 7th that killed 1,200 people and led to the capture of 250 hostages. Israel's counteroffensive has killed more than 41,000 Palestinians, a death toll Israel says includes thousands of militant fighters. The push for a ceasefire could be complicated by a series of deadly explosions involving pagers and walkie-talkies used by members of the Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon. At least 32 people were killed and more than 3,000 others wounded in the explosions that occurred Tuesday and Wednesday. A senior United Nations official warned Wednesday that immediate action is needed to halt the fighting in the capital of Sudan's North Darfur region, where hundreds of thousands of civilians are at risk. Large-scale fighting erupted last week between the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese Armed Forces in El Fasher. El Fasher is the only capital in the Darfur region that has not yet fallen to the rebel paramilitary. Civilians inside the large city, including an estimated 700,000 people displaced from other parts of Sudan, have been under siege for months with little outside assistance. Martha Pobee, the Assistant Secretary General for Africa, urged the UN Security Council to employ their collective leverage to help protect the population caught in the crossfire. This is VOA News. Sudan is experiencing a massive humanitarian crisis because of the war between two rival generals that began in April 2023. More than 10 million people have fled their homes, while international monitors last month confirmed famine in North Darfur. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters said on Wednesday that the union will not endorse any U.S. presidential candidate this year, despite polling that showed a majority of members back Republican Donald Trump over Democrat Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang explains.
The union counts some 1.3 million members, working as everything from truck drivers and airline pilots to zookeepers. They have endorsed Democrats in every presidential contest since the year 2000. However, Teamsters President Sean O'Brien made a high-profile appearance at the Republican National Convention backing Trump. He told Fox News the union's decision to decline an endorsement came after they, quote, couldn't get solid commitments on our core issues. A Teamsters executive board endorsement could be important to either candidate in the November election. It's seen as a potential factor in a handful of battleground states that may decide the results, including Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, where union membership is strong.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The western U.S. state of California now has some of the strictest laws aimed at cracking down on false and manipulated images known as deepfakes in political ads. But AP correspondent Ben Thomas says the laws are already facing legal challenges.
They ban the use of AI to create and circulate false images and videos in political ads close to Election Day. But two of the three laws are already being challenged in court. One that takes effect immediately allows any individual to sue for damages, while the other requires large online platforms like X to remove the deceptive material starting next year. The lawsuit, filed by a person who created parody videos of Kamala Harris, says the laws censor free speech. The governor's office maintains the law does not ban satire and parody, but requires disclosure of AI be displayed within the altered content. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in the southern U.S. state of Kentucky say they believe they have located the body of a suspected gunman who shot and wounded five people on a major highway earlier this month. Kentucky State Police Commissioner Philip Burnett Jr. told reporters Wednesday that two state police officers and two civilians discovered the decomposing body near the site of the shooting. Authorities say Joseph Couch, a former member of the U.S. Army National Guard, sent a series of text messages before the shooting on September 7th, vowing to kill a lot of people. An assault-style rifle and a vehicle registered in his name was found last weekend near the site of the shooting. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.